Welcome to Art and Design Unlocked, the podcast that helps GCSE students get the marks they deserve. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most exciting and technically rich topics on the OCR GCSE Art and Design specification, printmaking. That's topic 1.4. Whether you're just starting your printmaking project or you're polishing your portfolio before submission, this episode is going to give you everything you need, from the key techniques and historical context, right through to the exact things your examiner is looking for. So grab a notebook because we're going to cover a lot of ground. Let's start with the big picture. Printmaking is not just about making copies of an image. At GCSE level, OCR wants to see you using printmaking as a creative language, a way of making marks, building layers, and expressing ideas that couldn't be achieved any other way. The examiner is looking for evidence that you understand the medium deeply enough to exploit its unique qualities. That's the key word, exploit, not just use, exploit. More on that later. Now, the OCR specification divides your work across four assessment objectives. And here's the crucial thing. Each one is worth exactly 25% of your marks. That means you cannot afford to neglect any single one. Let's walk through what each one means in practice for printmaking. Assessment Objective 1, AO1, is about developing your ideas through contextual research. This means investigating printmakers, art movements, and historical or contemporary contexts that are genuinely relevant to your work. Think about the German Expressionists, artists like Ernst Ludwig Kirchner and Erich Heckel from the Die Brücke group, who used raw, coarse woodcuts with aggressive gouging to express emotional intensity. Or think about Andy Warhol's silkscreen prints, which used flat color and repetition to comment on consumer culture. Or Katsushika Hokusai's woodblock prints, with their extraordinary control of line and color layering. But here's where so many candidates lose marks at AO1. They write biography. They tell the examiner when the artist was born, what country they lived in, and list their famous works. That is not analysis. That earns very few marks. What earns marks is when you analyze the artist's visual language, the specific techniques they used, the mark-making choices they made, and crucially, how those choices connect to your own developing work. Ask yourself, what did Kirchner's coarse, angular gouges communicate emotionally? How does the reduction method used by a specific printmaker create tension between positive and negative space? That's the level of analysis that gets you into the top mark bands. Moving on to Assessment Objective 2, AO2, this is about refining your work through experimentation. And this is where printmaking really shines as a medium because the process is inherently iterative. Every time you pull a print, you get a result you can learn from. Examiners want to see you experimenting purposefully, trying different ink viscosities, overlaying colors, varying the pressure of your roller, testing different paper stocks, exploring the reduction method where you progressively cut away and print over the same block to build up layers of color. The single biggest mistake candidates make with AO2 is throwing away their test prints. Please keep every single print you make, even the ones that go wrong, especially the ones that go wrong. A failed print with a thoughtful annotation explaining what happened and what you changed as a result is worth more marks than a perfect final print with no evidence of how you got there. The journey is the point. Now, Assessment Objective 3, AO3, is about recording your ideas and observations. In printmaking, this means your sketchbook work, your annotated contact sheets, your test prints with written reflections, and your documentation of the decision-making process. Why did you choose that particular paper? Why did you select that color palette? Why did you decide to use a reduction lino cut rather than a multi-block approach? These are the questions your annotations need to answer. Strong AO3 work in printmaking looks like this. A test print mounted in your sketchbook with annotations that explain the technical process, registration, ink consistency, pressure, alongside a critical evaluation of the visual outcome and a clear statement of what you're going to change next. It's a record of thinking, not just doing. And finally, Assessment Objective 4. AO4 is the final realization. This is your resolved, finished print. Examiners are looking for technical competency, crisp registration, consistent inking, intentional mark making. But they're also looking for evidence that your final piece genuinely resolves the intentions you set out at the beginning of your project. Does it connect back to your research? Does it demonstrate the visual language you've been developing? Is it a coherent personal response? Right, let's get into the technical knowledge you need. There are three main categories of printmaking process, and you need to know all three. First, relief printing. This is the most common method at GCSE level. In relief printing, ink is applied to the raised surface of a block, the areas you haven't cut away, and transferred to paper. Lino cut and wood cut are the classic examples. The key technical vocabulary here includes gouge, which is the tool used to cut into the lino or wood, brayer or roller, used to apply ink evenly, registration, which is the alignment of multiple prints to ensure layers line up correctly, and addition, which refers to a numbered series of identical prints. Second, intaglio printing. In intaglio, it's the opposite. Ink is pushed into recessed grooves or marks in a metal plate, the surface is wiped clean, and then damp paper is pressed hard against the plate to pull the ink out of the grooves. Etching, dry point, and engraving are all intaglio processes. Key vocabulary: acid bath for etching, burr, which is the rough edge left by a dry point needle that creates a characteristic soft, velvety line, and aquatint for tonal areas. Third, planographic printing. Here, the printing surface is flat. There's no raised or recessed area. The image is created through a chemical or physical process that makes some areas accept ink and others repel it. Monoprinting and screen printing are the most accessible planographic methods at GCSE. Monoprinting is particularly interesting because, by definition, it produces a unique, one-off image, which makes it a great tool for experimentation and for AO2 evidence. Now let's talk about some key practitioners you should know, and more importantly, how to talk about them analytically. Ernst Ludwig Kirchner, working in the early 20th century with Die Brücke, used woodcut with deliberately rough, unrefined gouging. The coarse, angular marks weren't a sign of poor technique. They were an intentional visual language that communicated anxiety, urban alienation, and raw emotion. When you reference Kirchner in your portfolio, don't just say, "Kirchner used woodcut." Say, "Kirchner's use of coarse directional gouges creates a fractured visual rhythm that I have responded to in my own cutting approach, using irregular marks to suggest tension within the composition." Andy Warhol's silkscreen prints of the 1960s exploited the mechanical, reproducible nature of printmaking to comment on mass production and celebrity culture. The flat, unmodulated color areas and the deliberate misregistration in some works were not accidents. They were conceptual choices. If you're working with screen printing or multicolor layering, Warhol is highly relevant. Hokusai's woodblock prints, particularly the Great Wave, demonstrate extraordinary technical mastery of the multi-block color woodcut process. The precise registration, the graduated color washes, and the dynamic compositional energy are all worth analyzing in depth. For more contemporary reference, consider Kara Walker, who uses silhouette-based printmaking to explore race, history, and identity. Or Banksy, whose stencil-based work raises interesting questions about the relationship between printmaking, public space, and political commentary. Right, now let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes. This is where you can really gain or lose marks. Common mistake number one, presenting a final print without the iterative process. If your portfolio shows a beautiful final print but no test prints, no failed experiments, no annotated development work, you will be capped in AO2. The mark scheme explicitly rewards the journey of refinement. Keep everything. Common mistake number two, artist research that's purely biographical. As I said earlier, listing facts about an artist's life earns almost no marks. You need to analyze their visual language, the specific techniques, the mark making, the compositional choices, and then explicitly connect those choices to your own work. Common mistake number three, failing to annotate the refinement process. It's not enough to show a series of test prints. You need to explain in writing why you made each change. I changed from a smooth paper to a textured cartridge paper because the tooth of the surface created a more interesting broken ink effect that better reflected the rough quality of Kirchner's mark making. That's the kind of annotation that earns marks. Exam tip number one, use the command words correctly. When a question says analyze, don't just describe. Break the work down into its component elements, line, tone, texture, color, composition, and discuss the effect of each. When it says evaluate, make a judgment. Is the technique effective? Why or why not? What could be improved? Exam tip number two, use specialist vocabulary consistently. Words like registration, addition, reduction method, viscosity, burr, aquatint, planographic, intaglio, these signal to the examiner that you have genuine technical understanding. Exam tip number three, always link your practical work back to your research. The AOs are not separate silos, they're interconnected. Your final print should be a direct response to your research, and your annotations should make that connection explicit. Now, let's do a quick fire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and see how many of these you can answer. Question one, What are the three main categories of printmaking process? That's relief, intaglio, and planographic. Question 2. In relief printing, is ink applied to the raised or recessed areas of the block? Raised areas, the parts you haven't cut away. Question 3. What is registration in printmaking? The alignment of multiple prints or layers to ensure they line up correctly? Question 4. Name 2 German expressionist printmakers associated with De Bruyck. Ernst Ludwig Kirchner and Erich Heckel are the most commonly cited. Question 5. What does AO2 assess and what percentage of your marks does it represent? AO2 assesses the refinement of work through experimentation, and it's worth 25% of your marks. Question 6. What is a monoprint, and why is it useful for AO2 evidence? A monoprint is a unique, one-off print produced from a flat surface. It's useful for AO2 because it encourages experimentation and produces varied, unrepeatable results that show your exploratory process. Question 7. What is the burr in dry point printmaking? The rough, raised edge left by the dry point needle on the metal plate, which holds extra ink and creates a characteristic soft, velvety line quality. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review the relevant sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points from today's episode. Printmaking at GCSE is about creative exploitation of the medium, not just technical reproduction. All 4 assessment objectives carry equal weight at 25% each, so you must evidence all 4 consistently throughout your portfolio. Keep every test print and annotate it thoroughly. The journey of refinement is what earns AO2 marks. Artist research must be analytical, not biographical. Focus on visual language, technique, and how it connects to your own work. Use specialist vocabulary, relief, intaglio, planographic, registration, addition, reduction method, viscosity, burr, and always make the connections between your research, your experimentation, and your final outcome explicit in your annotations. That's it for today's episode of Art and Design Unlocked. Good luck with your printmaking project. Remember, the best portfolios are the ones that show genuine curiosity, honest experimentation, and a clear personal voice. You've got this. See you next time.